Sea Alaska has been losing money. The corporation's businesses lost a total of $57 million last year. Officials say that's changing.
Overall, it's going to be operational profit.
Anthony Malott is Sea Alaska's new president and CEO. He's the one overseeing all business operations and responding to direction from the corporation's board. The former Sea Alaska treasurer and chief investment officer replaces Chris McNeil Jr., who just retired. Malott says the first half of this year is looking good.
Of course, it's purely a forecast. We still have significant financial investment assets. So a market fall, a significant market fall, could take us off that forecast. But right now, the forecast is for profit.
He says that will boost dividends, but Sea Alaska's about 22,000 shareholders won't see the increase until next year. The Juneau-headquartered corporation still has debts, and Malott says it's a significant amount.
We have $18 million in long-term debt outstanding, indicated as short-term because the maturity on that is this year. But all indications are that we're going to renew that.
That means the debt will be paid off later. But if it came due now, Malott says the corporation could handle it. Sea Alaska's other new leader is board chairman Joe Nelson, who takes over the post from Albert Kukesh. Nelson has been on the panel since 2003 and has chaired its finance committee. He wants the corporation to share more information.
The priority, I think, on transparency for me is within our own ranks as employees, because to be moving in the same direction, we all need to know which direction we're pointed towards.
Critics say shareholders have been denied basic information about business decisions, successes, and losses. The current practice is to release an annual report several months into the next fiscal year. The document groups operations by categories, such as natural resources, instead of showing how specific companies fare. Nelson says not all information will be released, but he expects some improvement.
Maybe a better word is more frequent communications just about where we're at and not having to wait for the annual report to learn the news. Because by the time the annual report comes out, those financials are 6 months old.
One of Sea Alaska's top priorities is to buy a new business. It sold off its profitable plastics partnership and a smaller company last year to help fund the acquisition. Nelson says the corporation continues to look for something closer to home.
We need to invest in areas that we care about. We need to invest in areas that we're able to be passionate about and we want to be the best in.
We've looked at the sustainable food industry. We've looked pretty in-depth into the fisheries landscape to see where we may fit.
CEO Malott says Sea Alaska could have up to $50 million to invest.
We've looked into Southeast-based businesses that either tie into any of the current natural resource businesses we have, and we've also looked into government contracting.
Some shareholders have tried to make Sea Alaska drop or at least limit the use of discretionary voting. It's a system that gives the board more power at election time. Opponents say it prevents change at the top, and they've put resolutions on the corporate ballot to force the issue. Board Chairman Nelson says he expects the practice to continue.
Well, I've got no doubt that we're going to look at it, but the shareholders have spoken over and over again. The changes to the policy, what the shareholders are saying, is most shareholders agree that the current system is working.
Nelson and Malott say they'll continue pursuing federal legislation, opening up more Tongass National Forest land to logging. What's been called the Sea Alaska Lands Bill has been stalled for years. They'll also continue Ha'ani, a subsidiary investing in Southeast Alaska economic development. Some critics called for it to shut down until the corporation resumes profitable operations. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.